heritage, our rich 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 heritage. Beauty of Islam, beauty of Islam.
Dear viewers, right now we're standing in front of another very sacred location, another very sacred spot. By the view of it, this perhaps would just seem like an ordinary mountain to you, just a few big rocks, it might seem as. But this is a heavenly mountain, a mountain that loves the Prophet ﷺ, and the Prophet ﷺ loves this mountain. Yes, dear viewers, this is none other than Mount Uhud, Jabal-e Uhud. And this is the mountain regarding which the final messenger of Allah ﷺ stated, this is the mountain that loves us, and we love this mountain. We love Jabal-e Uhud. Now, Jabal-e Uhud has a lot of significance in Islamic history, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam mentioned a lot of excellences as well for this very mountain. In another narration, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam stated that Uhud is a pillar amongst the pillars of paradise, and it is also stated that Uhud is at the doorstep of paradise. So this is the special mountain, the mountain that has such significance in Islamic history. Other than that, dear viewers, we also know that besides the excellences side of things that we're talking about, it also has a very historical context in Islamic history, as well as a very famous battle, Ghazwa Uhud. The Battle of Uhud also took place at the foot of this very mountain. And it was during this battle when the uncle of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu, was martyred along with other 70 companions. Inshallah, we'll talk about this in a little while. But the most uniqueness of the Mount Uhud, and one of the reasons for it to be named as Mount Uhud, is because it stands separate from the chains of mountains of Medina. We will see that there will be many mountains in Medina, and they will be in one chain. But this mountain stands out, and it is separate from the chains of mountains of Medina. And dear viewers, another great miracle of the Prophet ﷺ also took place on this very mount. It was when the Prophet ﷺ, he blessed this mountain with his presence, along with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anh. So the Prophet ﷺ, along with them, he went on Mount Uhud. And now Mount Uhud started to shake. Ulama say that Mount Uhud started to shake out of joy. It was swaying out of joy as the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh, they all were present on Mount Uhud. Now it started to shake. And now the Prophet ﷺ, he struck his blessed foot on the mountain, saying that, "O Uhud, stop. Don't you know that there's one Nabi, one Siddiq, and two martyrs upon you?" And Mount Uhud stopped. Halted instantly, stopped shaking. And this also shows us, dear viewers, the ilm-e ghaib, the knowledge of the unseen of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anh, and Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anh, up to now they are alive. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam prophesied, told the news of the unseen in advance, that there are two martyrs standing on you. Subhanallah, what can be said about the knowledge of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him. And furthermore, dear viewers, this mountain is 100 meters high from the sea level and situated around 3.5 kilometers away in the north of Madinatul Munawwara. It is straight and spread over 5 miles from east to west. So this is that sanctified mountain before which we are present right now, and we pray to Allah Almighty that may Allah Almighty fulfill all lawful desires of ours, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all without accountability. Another beautiful view of Jabal-e Uhud just behind us. Alhamdulillah, we've heard about the excellences of Jabal-e Uhud. What a fortunate mountain this is, which is loved by the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is deemed as a heavenly mountain, alhamdulillah. And another fascinating fact is that, alhamdulillah, the shrine of Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salam, the brother of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam, is also reported to be upon Mount Uhud. The traces, of course, cannot be found of the blessed shrine of Harun alayhi salam, but reports they suggest that the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, who was the brother of Musa alayhi salam, is also upon Jabal-e Uhud.
Lives of the companions, radiyallahu anhum. Lives of the companions,
dear viewers, now we are present just by the shrines of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umar radiyallahu anhu, and Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu anhu. We can see just right behind us where they are buried. Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu and other martyrs of Uhud, they attained martyrdom in 3 Hijri when the Battle of Uhud took place. And Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with the privilege of presenting ourselves in the courts of Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu and Shuhadai Uhud radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. There's a beautiful virtue of presenting salam to Shuhadai Uhud, especially to Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu, which Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Sidelvi rahmatullahi alayh mentions in Jazbul Qulub. He says that whoever passes by the graves of the martyrs of Uhud and makes salam to them, the martyrs in reply, keep making salam to him until the day of judgment. Whoever passes by the graves of the martyrs of Uhud, we should make the habit that we always say salam to them. They will inshallah in reply, keep saying salam to you, reply. They will reply to our salam until the day of judgment. And Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Sidelvi rahmatullahi further states that many people have heard reply to salam from these martyrs, especially reply to the salam from Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu. So Alhamdulillah, we are present in the sacred court, in the court of Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu. So we also make salam to them. We'll also present our salams in the hope that inshallah we will also get reply from them until the day of judgment. You can see, dear viewers, just right over here across this side is Jabal-e Uhud, Mount Uhud, which we showed you earlier. And just at the foot of this Mount Uhud, the Battle of Uhud took place. And this is where Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu and other martyrs of Uhud are buried. Sayyidina Mus'ab bin Umar radiyallahu anhu and Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu anhu. Abdullah bin Jahash radiyallahu anhu was also related to the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the brother-in-law of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the brother of Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Zainab binte Jahash radiyallahu anha. So Alhamdulillah, we are present at the sacred place. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah Almighty fulfill the lawful desires of every single one of us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to pay a visit, respectful visit, in the court of Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers, that was Mount Uhud for you, the beautiful Mount Uhud that is known as Heavenly Mountain, the Mountain of Paradise, the mountain that loves the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the mountain that is loved by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah. When we talk about this great mountain, dear viewers, the excellences, its own excellences are on one side, but then the historical background that it contains, that it carries, is also unique, is also amazing, as the very important event of Ghazwa Uhud also took place at the foot of this mountain, and it was a great historical event in the history of Islam. They strengthened Islam further, where the disbelievers, they attacked the Muslims, and how resiliently the Muslims, they fought and sacrificed their lives for the sake of Islam, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. That was remarkable, and all this took place at the foot of this very mountain. This very mountain, dear viewers, if we stand at Bab-e Fahd of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif and we look towards the north from there, then we would be able to see glimpses of this sacred mountain of Mount Uhud. And this Mount Uhud, dear viewers, which is known as from the mountains of paradise, it is made of granite hills. And these granite hills, they have a reddish complexion, and at some areas you can also see them to be of brownish complexion. The expert geologists say that the red hills of this mountain, they are formed of microcrystalline structures. Now, when you talk about the name of this very mount, Mount Uhud, it is stated that it is derived from the Arab term Ahad, which means one or unique, something that stands out. And as we mentioned in the clip earlier as well, that
this mountain stands out from the series of the mountains which are situated in Madinatul Munawwara. So because of its uniqueness and because of it standing out alone, this mountain was given the name of Uhud. There are many other reasons as well, but this is one of the reasons that this name has been derived from the word Ahad in Arabic language. Now, dear viewers, when you talk about the historical background, the historical context, the historical event that took place over here, the Battle of Uhud, that has a lot of importance and significance in Islamic history. Now, remember that prior to Ghazwa Uhud, another battle had taken place, which was the Battle of Badr. Ghazwa Badr. And the disbelievers, they were disgracefully and humiliatingly defeated in the Battle of Badr. Now, as soon as those who survived, those disbelievers who survived in the Battle of Badr, as soon as they returned back, they started to prepare for the next battle and to take revenge back from the Muslims. They prepared for a whole year. They prepared all their weaponry, everything for one entire year. And in 3 Hijri, in the month of Shawwal, it is stated that the disbelievers of Quraysh, they prepared a great army from every perspective, number, weaponry, whatever you want to mention, from every perspective, they prepared a great, great army, and they left for Madinatul Munawwara with the intention of war. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, he found out about this, and he came to know that the army of the disbelievers has come very close to Madinatul Munawwara. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam took suggestion from the companions regarding the entire situation. The elderly companions, they suggested that we should fight the enemy while staying within the city. While staying within Madinatul Munawwara, we should fight the enemy. Whilst the young companions, they wanted to go in the battlefield and fight the enemy. Now, listening to this very suggestion from the young companions, the Prophet ﷺ went inside and he put on his armor. By the time he ﷺ came outside, all the people, they had consensus upon the fact of fighting while staying within the city. They agreed to this very opinion that we should fight the enemy while staying within the city, which was the suggestion of the elderly companions. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said that it does not befit Allah's messenger to take off his armor after he has put it on until Allah decides between him and his enemies. Saying this, therefore, now let's go in the battlefield. So saying this, the Prophet ﷺ left for the battlefield with 1,000 soldiers. Now on the way, the chief of the hypocrites, Abdullah bin Ubay, he making some lame excuse, he left the Muslim army with 300 of his own men. So the Muslim army was now left to 700 soldiers, where the Prophet ﷺ, he looked into his army, looked into his soldiers, and those who were younger in age, the Prophet ﷺ sent those companions back. Now, it was on 12th Shawwal al-Mukarram that the disbelievers, the polytheists, that already arrived near Madinatul Munawwara, near Mount Uhud, and they had already camped over there. And the Prophet ﷺ left for Uhud on Friday 14th of Shawwal and arrived there on 15th of Shawwal at the time of Fajr on Saturday. Now, after offering Salatul Fajr, the Prophet ﷺ, he made the rows of the companions. Now, there's a lot more detail into this, where the Prophet ﷺ also deputed a battalion of 50 soldiers behind where the Prophet ﷺ had arranged those rows of the companions where they had camped, as there was some area behind them by Mount Uhud from where the enemy could also attack. So Abdullah ibn Jubair radiallahu anh was made the head of that very battalion, and those 50 soldiers, they were appointed on Jabal Ramat just behind them, so they could safeguard that very area. And then the battle took place and the Muslims, they fought with bravery and valor and they overcame the enemy. However, due to some misunderstanding, the entire situation of the battle, it changed. And the Muslims, they had to face a lot of physical harm, a lot of physical loss, a lot of companions, they were martyred in this very battle. Approximately 70 companions were martyred in the Battle of Uhud, in Ghazwa Uhud, including Sayyid al-Shuhada, the leader of the martyrs, the beloved uncle of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu. Then Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Jahash radiyallahu anhu, they were also amongst those elite companions who were martyred during this very battle. And now, eventually, the entire scene of the battle, it changed again when the Muslims, they fought again and they overcame the enemy. Anyhow, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam commanded for the martyrs to be buried wherever they were. And because the Muslims, they were very short in provisions at that time, the scarcity of their provisions was to such an extent that some of the martyrs had to be buried within one shroud. And the Prophet ﷺ instructed to bury them wherever they were found. So Amir Hamza radiyallahu anhu, Mus'ab bin Umair radiyallahu anhu, Abdullah ibn Jahash radiyallahu anhu, they all were also laid to rest in the foot of Mount Uhud, where the battle actually took place. So dear viewers, this very battle has a lot of significance in the history of Islam. This very battle is also a battle where Islam was defended by the ardent devotees of Islam. This battle was also the battle from where Islam flourished even more. This battle was also the battle which eliminated the oppression of the disbelievers, of the polytheists, who came and attacked the Muslims with the intention to take revenge the Battle of Badr. So from many perspectives, this battle has a lot of significance and importance in the history of Islam. And it took place at this very sacred location, the visuals of which we showed you earlier on, at the foot of Mount Uhud. Now, dear viewers, when we talk about Mount Uhud, there are many narrations that in which we see how beloved Mount Uhud is to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And we also see that other companions, they also loved Mount Uhud. Why? Because now it has an association, an affiliation, a link with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam praised Mount Uhud. It became the crown of the heads of the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would often say that this, meaning Mount Uhud, loves us and we love it. Subhanallah, what a great honor this is for Mount Uhud. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, he narrates in one narration that the Prophet ﷺ said that Uhud is such a mountain that loves us and we love it. Subhanallah. In Tabarani, Sayyidina Suwaid al-Ansari radiallahu anhu narrates that we were returning back from the conquest of Khaybar with the Prophet ﷺ. Now, the gaze of the Prophet ﷺ fell upon Mount Uhud. So he said that this mountain loves us and we love it. It is one of the doors of paradise. And then the Prophet ﷺ pointed towards Mount Eir and said that this is Jabal Eir. This is the Mount Eir. It has grudge against us and we have grudge against it. It is situated upon a door of hell. Allahu Akbar. So dear viewers, we know that on one side, there's Mount Uhud, Jabal Uhud, which is heavenly mountain, which is a mountain of paradise. Which has reddish complexion, but then Jabal Eir has also been mentioned in the narration, Mount Eir, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned regarding it that it is situated on the door of hell, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also mentioned regarding it that it has a grudge against us and we have grudge against it, and it also has a dull complexion. So we come to know that anything that is associated with the Prophet ﷺ, it gains prominence, it gains significance, it gains holiness, sacredness. And anything which is disassociated, which is disaffiliated from the Prophet ﷺ, that is ruined. All its greatness is gone. SubhanAllah. We're talking about those narrations in which the Prophet ﷺ praised Mount Uhud, so that we can also see that how significant this mountain is. In another narration, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam glanced on Mount Uhud. He glanced one gaze of his upon Mount Uhud and then said that Uhud is such a mountain that loves us and we love it. At various occasions we see, dear viewers, that many companions, they narrated somewhat same kind of similar kind of wordings from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the praise of Mount Uhud, subhanallah. So we find from all these narrations reviews that Mount Uhud is extremely sacred and holy mountain, which has been praised by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loves Mount Uhud, and Mount Uhud loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mount Uhud is a heavenly mountain, is a mountain of paradise. Mount Uhud is one of the doors of the door of Jannah, subhanAllah. Many other excellences also mentioned regarding Mount Uhud, which we need to sort of instill in our hearts and try to understand that wherever we are honored with the privilege of presenting ourselves at Mount Uhud, then we need to be extremely, extremely respectful, because that area, that region is also part of Haramain Nabawi. We need to understand this. So we need to understand that even the animals and plants and trees of that very area also have the same rights. It is incumbent, wajib upon every Muslim to adhere to their respect and honor and reverence. So every person who visits over there, you should be very, very careful, as the same sacredness and same precaution needs to be applied over there as is applied in Haramain Nabawi. In some narrations, it is stated that Uhud is one of the mountains from the mountains of paradise. Whenever you go from there, eat the fruits from the trees of it. And if you do not get that, meaning the fruit from the tree, then use the grass of its desert. That's how it's been emphasized in the hadith, its sacredness, that Mount Uhud is from the mountains of paradise. Whenever you go by it, eat from the trees of it, eat the fruits from the trees of it. If you don't find it, then use the grass of its desert, subhanAllah. And Sayyida Zainab bint Nabid radiallahu anha, who's also the honorable wife of Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anha, she would send her children to Mount Uhud, and she would say that go to Mount Uhud, and from there, get for me herbs and leaves of the trees. She said that if you don't find herbs and leaves of trees from there, then just get me leaves of the ordinary tree. She specified a certain tree and said that get me those leaves. And then what she would do, she would give those leaves, she would distribute them to her children, amongst her children, and she would instruct them to chew them. SubhanAllah, this was Sayyidah Zainab bint Nabid radiallahu anha, the honorable wife of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anha. This is how she would revere this very land. And this is how she instilled the love and respect and honor and eminence of this very land in the hearts of her children as well. She would send them over there. Why? For this very purpose. SubhanAllah. So dear viewers, very briefly, we've tried to cover the sanctity, the honor, the eminence, the reverence, the greatness, the virtue, the eminence of Mount Uhud. We've seen that how sacred this mountain is. So many narrations mention regarding it loving the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and most importantly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loving it. We come to know that this is a mountain of paradise, and we also come to know the uniqueness of its name, why it has been named accordingly. And then the historical background, the historical facts that are associated with Mount Uhud, they are written in golden words in the history of Islam. May Allah Almighty allow every single one of us to visit Mount Uhud, to visit that sacred land and revere it, respect it. May Allah enable us to abide by all the precautions that we need to observe in order to be regardful of his sanctity, of his honor. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to visit there and pray over there, supplicate over there, and pay thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah allow us to quench our thirst by beholding the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful and sacred Mount Uhud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon all the martyrs of Uhud, all those who are buried over there, especially Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. May Allah Almighty shower his special and choicest of mercies upon all the martyrs of Uhud, especially upon the leader of the martyrs, Sayyidu Shuhada Amir Hamza radiallahu anhu. And may Allah Almighty forgive us all. without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Our rich heritage.